Welcome back to another episode of Not So Ladylike, and I'm your host, Janelle Pantlitz. This is a podcast where we discuss everything women-related and just dive into topics related to women in general. Now, for today's episode, I just want to discuss women in the workplace, particularly the gender gap that many women still face in this day and age. Now, although women have made great progress in the workplace, there is still so much that has to be done, and it's important to remember and celebrate many of the groundbreaking women and their journey throughout the system that discriminates against women in the workplace, and while also acknowledging that we have came a long way. Now, with that being said, it has been a long journey since working women were considered as better than two men at half the price. And as a matter of fact, women's labor was considered cheap and replaceable during at least the early part of history of women's employment rights. And while talking about that, we need to remember that we still have a gender pay gap in Canada, and a lot of people are blinded to this fact. And unfortunately, Canada isn't unique. The gender pay gap exists to an extent, or to some extent, in every country in the world. And this pay gap is widely recognized, and it's an indicator of women's economic inequality, and it exists across a number of industries and professional levels. For instance, in 2015, UN Human Rights reported that race concerns about the persistent inequality between women and men in Canada. And that's including the high level of the pay gap and its disproportionate effect on low-income women and racialized women and Indigenous women. Now, Canada is ranked at having the 8th highest gender pay gap out of a list of 43 countries. And this is information provided by the OECD, and that is 2016 data. Now, Canada is ranked after the European nation, which is listed as a single country. However, it still includes 28 countries. Now, some people might be wondering or might be clueless to what the pay gap is or was in Canada. Now, this was reported in July 11th in 2021 by CBC, and Canadian women made 98 cents per every dollar that a man made. Now, people might be wondering, oh, what's the big difference? It's just a few cents. How does that even equate to a big gender gap? Now, this is a big issue because women lower earning power means that they're at a higher risk of falling into poverty. And if they actually have children, or then becomes separated or divorced or become a widow, they are less able to save for their retirement, and they're more likely to be poor in their senior year or when they actually need to retire. Now, it's a fact that women at the age of 65 or over are more likely than their male counterparts to live on a low income. Now, why is that? That's a question. And I feel like at this point, the answer for that question has already been told. And just to further move along this conversation, the risk of women falling into poverty means that they are sometimes forced to stay in abusive relationships despite the danger. Because why? They can't afford to provide for themselves on their wage. And now, when these women work outside the home and do most of the domestic work also, their long-term health, obviously, it's going to suffer eventually. And according to Statistics Canada, women at every age are more likely than a man to describe their days as quite a bit or extremely stressful. Now, the gender pay gap is a symptom of broader gender-based discrimination and inequality, and it is just one of the indicators that shows that gender equality has not been achieved in Canada. This is why we need to have these difficult conversations, because a lot of people are still, again, blind to the fact that women do not have all the same rights as a man. And people believe that because we're in 2022, everything is fine and dandy, but realistically, it's just not, and there is a lot more work to be done. Moving on a bit, so some of you may have heard of Equal Pay Day. Not that it's necessarily a day for celebration or a cause for celebration, but it's a day that represents how far into the year a woman must work to earn the same amount as a man that previous year. Now, and this means that by the 24th of March in 2021, women have worked an extra 3 months for the same salary that a man made. And the gap widens even further when you factor in ethnicity, age, and disabilities. And surveys have been done that prove that 52% of men believe that workplaces are equal and they have the same equal opportunities as women, vice versa. And this goes to show, although they believe this, yet women on average make 74% of what a man do. Now, while the gender pay gap has decreased a tiny bit, a Glassdoor study says that it won't disappear entirely until 2070. Now, we're in 2022. You can do the calculation to how far from now that will be. And although we have data like this, it is hard to deny that the gender pay gap is real. It's there. Like, there's no way for you to believe now that this thing is non-existent, or women are just delusional, or we're just delusional and thinks that men get paid more. No, this has been proven time and time again with statistics, research, and surveys. Now, some of you might not be wondering, what can we possibly do to smallen this gap, or just to completely close it in general? Because at the end of the day, that is the goal, to fully close this issue and put it under lock and key and just throw the key away, never to be opened again. Now, this information does come from Energy Resourcing. They have an article about this. Now, with some of the information they have, some of the ways we can try to eliminate this gender pay gap is by recognizing that the pandemic, firstly, it has shifted the balance and in a negative way. COVID-19 disturbed businesses in a way many of us have never seen before, and it resulted in women, especially mothers, senior level women, and Black women facing distinct challenges. And this is a cardinal, and it's very clear when you read the annual Women in the Workplace report. That just solidifies exactly what many of us thought. You can go read it for yourself. Again, it's the annual Women in Workplace report. Now, secondly, we need to mind the gap and try not to ignore it. Before anything can change, we need to take accountability and realize there needs to be an increase in awareness. It's tough to notice how the gender pay gap impacts other employees if you're not one of those employees being affected. And for the most part, the working world was originally created by men, for men. So women, we're now breaking boundaries and stepping into this industry that men has created. So please recognize that women do have a disadvantage when it comes to working in mostly any field. Now, thirdly, we need to be transparent with pay. A lot of people in the workplace do not like to see how much they're making, and this does not benefit women. A woman will never be able to ask for equal pay or a pay raise if she has no idea what her male counterparts are earning. And when pay is treated as such top secret, women are the ones, again, who suffer the most. So by publishing the wage range from levels to levels, we are kind of discarding the boundaries and making it just a bit more transparent so we can shrink that gendered pay gap. Now, lastly, just to end off this topic for today, I just want to reinforce what was posted again on the Energy Resourcing website, an article that they wrote. We really need to just create gender diversity and empower women. And yet these really small and simple changes they're not being implemented. And if we really want to build a workplace where women can thrive, these issues, they need to be addressed, and not tomorrow or in 2 years or in 2070. No, it needs to happen immediately. Otherwise, we will lose highly competent and qualified women that we already have for positions that they're not being paid enough for. Now, that's just a bit of food for thought. That is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Not So Ladylike. Until next time, see you guys.